coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
He had said, so that we may boldly say. He had said, not so that I might have faith. He had said, not so that I might get the rewards. He had said, not so that I can have the promises. He had said, so that I may boldly say. So I find that there's a principle here. God spoke so that I may boldly speak in consistency with what he said. Can you see the principle? So the principle here is not about what he said. It's the fact that he said whatever he said so that I may boldly say whatever I'm going to say in consistency with what he said. Now that's the principle. He had said so that I may boldly say. Now look at the example that Paul gives us. Go back to verse 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Next verse. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You see, God says, I will never leave you. That means I'm with you always. So I can boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not live in fear. I will never fear what man shall do, because the Lord is with me. He had said he will never leave me nor forsake me. Glory to God. So my needs are met. My needs are supplied. God is with me. I refuse to fear. And so I say it boldly. He says he had said. Now he may say it in your heart quietly. He may say it to you when you study the scripture. He may say it to you when someone's preaching the word of God to you. But he says it to you calmly. He says, don't respond quietly. He says, say it boldly. However that God has said it to you, he says, so that we may boldly say, without fear, the Lord is with me. I will not fear anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For example, he says something beautiful. Look at Psalm 27. Let's read from Psalm 27 from verse 1. You'll like this one. Psalm 27 from verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I mean, if Jesus says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age, I will never leave you nor forsake you, then I boldly proclaim, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Look at the next one. He says, when the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came up upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. So I have no fear of my enemies. Because God says, when they came up against me, they stumbled and fell. That's the result of their action. So I never have to be afraid of my enemies, because once they position themselves against me, God says they fulfill their place. They stumbled and fell. It's in past tense. So they just walk right into it, and then they stumble and fall. Glory to God. Look at the next one. It says, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So, we're dealing here with the power of God's word. And why this is so important is that everything that God created, everything has sound in it, which means it can respond to sound. That is the beautiful thing about it. If it's got sound in it, it means it can respond to sound, because like begets like. It says, deep calleth unto deep. Water responds to water. That's what he's telling you. So sound responds to sound. And the response it generates depends on the coding of the sound. So God put sound in everything that's created. In fact, it is the basic creative particle of nature. It's simple to understand that. Now, I mentioned yesterday to you what scientists are discovering. They're just finding out what's been in the Bible all the time. This is the reality. They're just finding out what's been in the Bible all the time. NASA, in 2002, said that they found sound waves in black holes. This was in 2002. Black holes are astrophysical objects that they assume, based on certain theories, have been created by collapsed neutron stars. Okay? And they found sound waves. They detected, observed sound waves. This was through the Chandra X-ray Observatory in 2002. They're telling us that rocks emit sounds. Rocks emit sounds. The interesting thing about that discovery was that these sound waves had sound notes, musical notes. Doesn't that tell you something? I'll read something to you on the Bible in a second. Musical notes. So rocks emit musical notes? Okay. Let's look at something. Psalm 148. Let's read from verse 1. Psalm 148 from verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights. Next verse. Praise ye him, all his angels, praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Are you following this? How can they praise God? I mean, God doesn't just talk. He knows this is possible. So all of these have sound. They possess musical notes. So these are notes of worship. Glory to God. So he's not just talking. He's not just talking. No wonder he asked. Do you remember when Joshua told the moon to stand still and the sun to stand still? How could he talk to the sun and to the moon? Because they respond to sound. Now God says, praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Go on. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He commanded. Hallelujah. And they were created. Next verse. He had also established them forever and ever. He had made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth. Both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now turn to Psalm 150 from verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So they all can respond to sound. You know, I told you about the medical doctors who are finding that they can destroy cancer cells with high intensity focused ultrasound. All right? Now, they haven't totally said it is 100% dependable. And I can tell you why. It's very simple. Because you see, they have to use high intensity ultrasound. It's like, throwing so many things in and hoping one will hit it.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Iwo Mega Church, 3rd floor, Solat Building beside Polaris Bank, Abayomi Bus Stop, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Worship with us on Sundays, 9 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0818-11-11968 or 0916-719-0682 or 0803-290-2862 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.